hookup culture.
What is up, my cubbies? It's your girl, Chris Linehart, and welcome back to the Hookup Culture. Okay, so today's episode is called Battling the Ghost. And in this particular episode, I really want to like start getting people to come out of their illusions, right? And what do I mean by that? So a lot of times people don't take relationships or what the situation is at face value. They hold on to what it could have been. They hold on to this person that they met in the beginning of the relationship. And sometimes it's not very realistic to be holding on to something and someone, not recognizing there's a lot of accountability that needs to be met on yourself and your partner's behalf as well. Like, for example, you're holding on to how the relationship started, right? And how they acted in the beginning. And there's like so many variations of things. There's like love bombing. There's people that they try to present themselves as something they're not in the beginning. Or there's even a situation where like you don't understand that there's so much conversation that happens from the beginning to where you're at. There's so many situations that you're put in that your partner has not been able to see you handle or see you do until you're actually in that situation, if that makes any sense. Like, it's kind of like, okay, let's say you're in a long relationship of like 9, 10 years, 11 years, okay? And you're holding on to how somebody used to act. Whether good or bad, you're holding on to a behavior that they had in the beginning, or a behavior or the type of person they were in that moment or of time, and you're clipping it and you're framing it and you're just holding on to that. You're not taking things for face value. Like, if this person has disrespected you, or you have disrespected them, or there's been arguments, or there's been trials and tribulations in the midst of all of this, you cannot seriously sit there and think that they're going to continue to act the way that they're acting today, that they're going to act that way tomorrow or the next day. It's an unfair expectation that we put on our partners and loved ones, and we hold on to this ghost, this imaginary illusion of a relationship that we create or a person that we create. And it's not fair. Like, you need to, in order to have a relationship evolve and grow and be with somebody, you need to accept them in every and any form that they present themselves in. Like, what do I mean by that? Okay, let's say you're 5 years into a relationship and you've obviously seen your partner grow as a human being. There's going to be things that they do and say that is, you know, not always something you agree with, or they might evolve into a version of themselves that you may not evolve with them, you know. But I think it's really unfair and unrealistic to hold on to a certain image of your partner and say, well, that's them, and if I don't get this version of them, then I don't want it. That's just not how it works. Like, you really have to be open-minded and know that there's so much that goes into making a successful relationship, and you can't just hold on to this ghost. And then, okay, I'll give you another example. Let's say the relationship was fantastic in the beginning. Communication was flowing, everything was great. And then things just started going south. The communication started worsening. You started noticing there's like maybe a level of resentment, either from you or them. There's situations that you felt like could have been handled differently. And what people don't do is they don't release that along the way. They say they're over it and they try to move on and they move forward, but they're actually building and building and building and building and stacking and stacking and stacking. So obviously their personality towards you changes. You start noticing their behaviors towards others. You start wondering why certain people are getting certain versions of them and you're not. You're holding on to this image. What I'm basically saying is the worst thing you can do in any relationship is hold on to a ghost. In any sense of how it used to be, how they used to act, what they used to say, in a negative or positive context. I'm not saying that, oh, if it's good in the beginning, it's going to be crap at the end and you need to take it for face value. Of course you do. But at the same time, it could also be horrible in the beginning. You can grin and bear through it. You could release what you're upset about in the process of mending, growing, empathizing with your partner, being compassionate, giving them that grace and that room to grow as an individual. And you could actually be stronger than some of these couples that have been out here for years trying to make it work. You know, I've noticed a lot of times is people stay with others out of habit. And I know I'm going to like hurt some people if they hear this and they come into this realization and may this podcast find who it needs to. But I think it's really important to start taking things for face value and seeing them as what they are and be fair to your partner, vocalize to your partner and your loved one like, hey, listen, this is where I'm at. And this is what I think you can do. But if see, I'm really big on like, if you're going to tell me that I have a problem, like you have a problem with a behavior of mine or a behavior, right? And I'm listening to a couple and I'm trying to mediate. I'm looking for the solution because sitting there and nagging, believe me, I know if you're constantly nagging somebody and you're constantly like, you know, coming down on them and not finding a different way to come. If you notice that the person, listen, the reason why you're nagging and the reason why you continuously bring it up is because the first time you said what you needed, the solution, you didn't give a solution probably. And even if you did give a solution, you put it in a way where the person is doing wrong and you want them to be better. The best way to communicate to your partner and to try to get something across to them is to humble yourself. Make yourself in a part of the equation. For example, if I'm yelling, right? And my partner is upset that I'm raising my voice, then they would say, hey, listen, I know I irritated you. I know I made you upset in some way or else your voice wouldn't be going up, but I need you to bring your voice down because it's making me defensive. And I know people are like, oh, that's not realistic. When you're mad, like you can't think like that. Sure you can. It's just going to take practice. And your partner needs to be able to have that patience to like grind with you and just go, you know what? Oh God, they're yelling again. Oh, I know I irritated them, but that does not excuse their behavior whatsoever. How do I get them to calm down while I'm trying to get them out of the defense, right? And the fastest way is to include yourself in that equation. You have to hold yourself accountable every step of the way because then you guys are going to be holding on to the ghost of Christmas Past. Like you guys are going to be holding on to these illusions that you've created that the relationship is a certain way when it's not. And I'm telling you guys, you can nip this easily by communicating with your partner and going, listen, I need to find a different way to say this to them because they're clearly not understanding me the first 50 times I've asked them to stop doing this. Maybe I could find different words to help my partner understand. That way I don't have to be fighting with them. We don't need to be in a negative space. We don't need to be saying it's not going to work. We don't need to be breaking up. We don't need to have our worlds crashing down around us when we could just simply communicate through the issues together. Why take things in a negative context when you could just talk it out? Hey, listen, I know some of you little girly pops are out there like, oh, I want to keep it spicy. I like arguing, blah, blah, blah. Cool. I actually have friends that enjoy arguing with their partners because they get bored. They want a little spiciness, whatever it is. There's other ways of doing it. There is other ways of getting that spicy out of your partner. There is ways of, you know, like keeping things alive without having to tarnish what you have going on currently. Also, I digress. I'm going a little off beat. We'll get into that in a different episode. In this episode, I want to make sure that I talk to the cubbies that are having a really hard time with accepting where their relationship is right now. And they're like, hey, Chris, you know, I think I've tried everything. I've tried to communicate. I've tried to talk to them. I've tried to change my own actions to see if this relationship works. And I'm desperately holding on to the potential of what could have been. I'm holding on to, you know, this version of them in my mind. And I just refuse to believe that this is it. And this is done and that they just really are giving up. You guys, the hardest part of life is understanding that you have absolutely no control over how somebody feels. You only have control over how and how you present things, how you control yourself and your words and your actions. You can't control how your partner is going to handle the situation. You can't control if they're going to get better or not. You can't control any of it. You can't control if they're going to cheat. You can't control if they're going to yell. You can't. The only thing you can do is set your boundaries, have them understand what you want, explain to them how sad you are that it's not at that place that you wanted it to be. But also, Cubby, I urge you to let go of that image of what you think it should be like and start to understand what it is and see if you like that. And if you don't, that person 5 minutes ago, an hour ago, has already changed. And yeah, behaviors may be similar, but not one single person out there is the same version of themselves that they were 5 minutes ago or 2 days ago or a week ago. We are constantly changing. And you're either going to grow with your partner or you're going to grow apart. And I'm all about keeping you guys together. That is, I am a hopeless romantic. I believe in love. I believe that you guys have all the tools to make a relationship work if you want to. But I also truly believe in boundaries. And I truly believe in making sure that the partner feels like they are holding themselves accountable for where the relationship has gotten. It takes two. No matter what the circumstances, it takes two. There's very few circumstances when it comes to like substance, when it comes to like personality disorders, when it comes to mental health, when it comes to those things, I try not to advise too much about that because it's not my specialty and I don't want to give the wrong advice. But also you have to keep in mind that if your partner is constantly under the influence, right? And you are not, you can't have sober expectations. I'm going to let that one sink in because that one's a little deep and I don't like touching the subject too much, but it's very, very minimal when that is the circumstance. I'm more so talking to people that are trying to make their relationship work, but they're holding on to this ghost of how things should be. And I really hope the right people are listening to this. And hey, you know what? Shout out to you for taking the time to listen to this and taking the time to grow and work on yourself. Like, go you, honestly. And truthfully, look, you can tell when your partner's not in a good space mentally. You can tell when they need a little bit more compassion, empathy, and grace. You can tell when you need to take a step back. And take it from my own experiences, you don't want to push someone right out that door. If they're telling you what to do, what not to do to get them to stop feeling the way that they are, listen to them, because you're going to really regret it when you don't. And when you see something and a situation dwindle because you're sabotaging it, or, you know, you're pushing them past the limit. And then even while you're doing it, I know the feeling, you're like, what am I doing? Take a second, pause, take a deep breath, watch your mouth, give yourself time, tell your partner you need time, and take a step back. And sometimes you really do come to clarity. Like, I've had issues in the past where I react and then I process, and I'm working on it in therapy. I mean, there's no shame in that, Cubbies. But if you react and then process, the problem is those reactions after some time, that takes a toll on people. You know, that takes a toll on your partner, and you have to, they're not robots. They're not going to be able to understand every single time you say sorry. After a while, that's just a word. Anyways, Cubbies, I have another episode that I'm going to be releasing in a couple days. I think that one is super deep. It's a deep one. But this one, if you guys have any questions at all, I forgot to mention in my last episode, please, please, please reach out. I love getting your guys' messages. My Instagram is public. It's HK_culture with two E's. Reach out, talk to me. I'm always available. I'm always free. I'm always here for you guys. This is what I love to do. It's my passion. I live to make your guys' lives better. And honestly, whoever's hearing this, I hope it reaches the right ears. I'm actually streaming live right now on TikTok as well. And I don't need to see a million views to see if people are watching or listening or not. I know the right people are going to be hearing this and when they need to be hearing it. To the stars, my cubbies, I love you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.